Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Skeffen Good Day program, focusing on the things you need to know today, things that people are talking about, the important things conversationally. We bring our voices to you. Our voices are Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn. Richie said he would be around, he thought, on Monday. I talked to him last night for quite a while.
How's he feeling?
Well, every time this chemo gets into your system, going through the treatment that he's going through, it knocks you further.
He's done quite a good job. I mean, just the last couple of treatments where he's been MIA. But
he's so
really
cheerful no matter what it is.
Yeah.
It's just his attitude is amazing.
Yeah.
Shows you mind over matter.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I think outwardly that certainly is the case, and that's what you want to hold up. You want to have a good, put a good face on it, because that psychology, what's in your head, mm-hmm. affects what's in your body. Mind-body connection is indisputable, as far as I'm concerned. We've been talking a lot today about the solemn memorials that are marking the 50th anniversary of the shooting of President John F. Kennedy, a Dallas reflective. A little bit different, a little more progressive, because Dallas is a changed city. There are other parts of Texas that may not have changed a whole lot, but Dallas, that Dallas-Fort Worth area, much different. So I think it's going to be a very interesting tone, I guess, maybe, mm-hmm. from Dealey Plaza and the things going on there today. I chuckle to myself because I look at some of the things that are part of our focus this week, the Affordable Health Care Act and all the things that have gone along with that. And it just doesn't seem, for whatever the reason today, it doesn't seem important. There is a lot of discussion, and I think appropriately so, about the Senate changing the rules on the filibuster. It doesn't seem to be in the best interests of the system. I guess it depends on who you listen to. The Senate has done the same thing that the House did in changing the rules and making it easier for the people who are running the organizations at this moment to get done what they want to get done. And so in this circumstance, instead of having presidential nominees receive 60 votes, now the change would allow 51 votes. And in the Senate, there are how many Democrats? 54, I think, right? How many Democrats are there in the Senate?
I think you're right about 54.
Yeah, I think it's 54.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know all of the non-Supreme Court judicial nominees will be, you have to still have 60 for the Supreme Court, but anything that's not the Supreme Court is going to just get in with 51%. So,
they're saying it's an answer because there are so many filibusters that have been happening as of late.
Well, it's because it becomes so political.
I actually celebrate the filibuster. In my lifetime, I don't remember people filibustering. I remember this being the first time that I've actually been aware enough to see people do this. And I think it's quite interesting. It's a part of the political process that a lot of people don't know about.
Three women were rescued yesterday from a home in London. And as soon as I saw this and spent 30 seconds reading the story, I thought, this is just like Cleveland. Shades of Cleveland. They had been in servitude to this guy for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Police say they removed these women from the home after one of them called.
Wow.
30 years they'd been with this guy. There's a Malaysian woman who's 69, an Irish woman who's 57, and a British woman who was there from birth, which leads us to believe that one of the two that were captured were impregnated by this guy. They were domestic slaves, and so a 67-year-old man was arrested. The victims were related, but apparently there's no sexual connection to it, just the fact that they were literally chained to the home and to their work there and never could get out of the house.
Wow.
I'd like to live in that.
You know, we feel like we're such an advanced society. How does this stuff even happen?
Well, because you've got people that are just crazy.
Lunatics.
Yeah, absolutely. The 13-year-old girl who spoke out yesterday publicly for the first time to deny any wrongdoing in the bullying that led to another girl's suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Roman, her name. She said, quote, "No, I do not feel I did anything wrong." Her charges against her and other teens were dropped. 14-year-old girl, along with her, who she's 13, were charged after police said they were allegedly involved in the bullying of this 12-year-old girl who committed suicide in September. the father of the girl, the 12-year-old girl, Emilio Roman, said his daughter never bullied young Ms. Sedgwick. He said the two got into a fight at school, and then it was over. Family is considering taking legal action against the sheriff, who apparently knew all of this stuff was going on and did nothing. So, is this story repeated every day someplace around the country? Yes. It's another sign of this sick connection that we have to these tablets, to these phones, to this technology that has made our children, and sadly maybe the rest of the existence of this country and the world, is going to be dominated by the use of these devices. Think about it for a minute. Think about how easily, I mean, Obama won the election because he convinced the kids that use these tools to vote for him using the tools. Mm-hmm. What he said wasn't true, but it wasn't important. He reached out to them in their lexicon,
yeah, his
in their
Twitter
reality.
Is what got him
right.
the young yep. vote.
So now we have these things that people are so dependent on. What's to keep someone from programming them to change the minds about people, their mindset about any number of things? I think you see it happening to a limited extent right now. People don't think.
Well,
they're led.
They're led, and I think everybody now has OCD. They can't focus on anything. They have ADD.
Right.
Because we constantly need to have now double stimulation. We need to have phones and TVs and radios and everything going at the same time, because now we're a multitasking society. When was the last time you sat down and actually had a conversation with someone and just talked back and forth for more than 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Well,
people don't
last
anymore.
Night. Last night.
We do in our home. I certainly do with the people that are close to me, whether it's family or friends, but it is the rarity. You're right, Jennifer. It's the rarity. All right, food for thought. 888-302-3684 on the Doug Good Day program. Are you over 40 and you're worried about your blood pressure? Wow! Have we got help for you in the form of Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus can help you by boosting your body's own nitric oxide level. Why is that important? Because nitric oxide, when in your system, benefits your blood pressure. Your blood is flowing because nitric oxide opens up the arteries and veins and lets more of the blood boost into your body's extreme part, whether it's your fingers, whether it's your brain, all of the things that need to get extra blood or have the proper blood supply are really addressed by taking Heart Factors Plus. It's worked for so many people, and I've read over and over again on the air and to myself the testimonies from people who are using this. It is a booster like you wouldn't believe for all kinds of things. What you want to do is sort of prevent having to take prescription pills later on in your life. This gets the blood pressure around. It's good for everything in your body. So I'm suggesting you call now, 800-577-8560, and try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. Call now, get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus when you mention Doug Steffen. Order at 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee, and you don't have anything to lose. And you want to avoid high blood pressure. That's what this is for. Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
Hey, fans. How would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite brewing system, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things. Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Let's get it started.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth. But then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Let's get it started. Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net, powered by VeriSign at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at OfficeMax.com/services.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Friday morning. The news on Brittany Murphy, Jennifer. Someone that was a well-known actress.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a lot of movies. I didn't tell
Very you young when she died, 32 years old.
She got poisoned?
Well, we don't. No one knows yet, but she died, and the coroner had ruled that she died from a mixture of pneumonia, anemia, and then prescription drug intoxication. She was very sick when she died, and she died in a bathroom. But then here's the fishy part. A few months later, I think 5 months after she died, her boyfriend died, and the cause of his death was pneumonia and anemia as well. So Brittany Murphy's father couldn't take this. He went through some investigation of his own privately and went on Good Morning America and said he absolutely believes that she was poisoned. I guess hair samples found high levels of 10 heavy metals that were in her system. They said maybe it was a result of poisoning, or maybe it was a result of something in their home that could have caused the death of both she and Simon Monjak. So the questions are still there to be answered. Her mother has now come out yesterday and said she's sure that there's something fishy and is demanding a full investigation.
Really? Something is fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's technical stuff. There's a story today about Sean Penn flipping out. Have we used that term two or three times this week because there have been so many stories of photographers getting at people that don't want to be photographed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Sean Penn was in a bar someplace in San Francisco, and it was, I don't even think this was a professional photographer, somebody who was just a fan who came into his face and snapped a picture and the light went off in his face, and he basically told him off. Do we look like blanking zoo animals?
That probably is what they feel like.
Yeah. Well, but there's a certain, I don't know, what the expectation is. If you become famous, should you expect
yes
to have this
you give
as
up
a
your privacy
part of your life
when you yep. start making the big bucks
really
sorry
mm-hmm. Is that part of what ought to be the case though
well
what?
In the entertainment industry not
yeah,
in all industries
for sure
yeah
I don't know about that I'm not sure that's right
there's
there,
a lot of just. People that maintain a level of
so our privacy is safe right now
yes sir.
Yeah we're okay don't worry.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't cry. Fergie in the news this week. She was on Ellen, actually, I think, Jennifer. She revealed the inspiration behind the name of her son, whose name is Axel. Axel is an Axel Foley.
Like Axel Rose.
Axel Rose. All right, so what is the story? Why is it that she thinks this is a cool end? Is her husband, Josh, how do you pronounce his name? Dwamel?
Dumal.
So it's like, you
I like
know,
your
he's
way
got,
better, though.
He has, but he's got three syllables, and we only pronounce two.
Right, Dumal.
It's D-U-H-A-M-E-L, so Dumal right. is how it's pronounced.
Right.
Okay, so.
All right, so I guess the story is when she was pregnant, she had this dream where she was at a concert. No one knew who she was. She didn't have fans coming up to her. She was just another person, and it was this big rock concert, and one of the acts happened to be Axl Rose, and just as she was dreaming about Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses performing, the baby kicked her, and so it woke her up, and she felt that that was the baby's way of saying, hey, this is what I want my name to be. I want to be an Axl.
All right. That makes good sense.
Yeah, doesn't it, though?
Yeah, it does.
Or not.
It's okay. Yeah. All right, well, I mean, it depends on how you think. Also, Kelly Clarkson.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
In the news this week. She was announcing her pregnancy in a rather blatant way as she yelled, I'm pregnant! Where did she announce this?
She yelled it on Twitter.
Oh.
I think she must have used all caps.
I'm pregnant!
Well, you know, she, I think, has been pregnant for a little while, because I saw her at the Country Music Awards.
Really? A little bump there?
Maybe a little bit going on. And she's been talking about how they're really trying hard to have a baby and all this married.
Let me get a handle on this. How do you try hard to have a baby?
Do I have to explain it to you?
I guess
lots
you do.
Lots of bum chicken.
No. No.
I like to practice.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, trying hard, that's I think that's sort of disingenuous.
Well, I mean, there's things that you can do, like laying with your feet up in the air, you know.
Well, okay. I mean, that's trying hard.
There's
having,
things
having
that you can do
is not
aside
trying,
from that.
Tried. Yeah.
If McFadden was here, he would like, you know, go move along now, nothing more to see.
Okay,
move
so
along.
Let's go to Manitoba, Canada. School lunches there in the focus. Kristen Bartklau got a $10 fine after failing to send her two children to school with balanced lunches. The story at DougStepan.com.
You mean that they need a lunch pail in each hand?
The mother, who is speaking out about the incident, told blogster Weighty Matters that she provided her children with meat, potatoes, milk, carrots, and oranges for lunch. However, the school, it was a daycare center, said that based on the government's early learning and child care lunch regulations, the children needed a grain in order to have a balanced meal. Can you believe this is government there, government here? It's all the same. They tell you what you can send for lunch with your student, with your children, and if you don't, they fine you. So she complained a lot about the fine, and it was revoked. Apparently in Canada they have certain regulations and legislation that is in place that you have to follow these food groups. So what happens is a teacher at the door, and she looks at everybody's lunch when you come through the door, and if you don't have the proper things in the lunch, she marks it down. It's like
lunch monitor.
What they have here is rubbish
lunch
monitors.
Lunch police, lunch police.
Well, the rubbish monitors are here now, and if you have more than 3 bags of rubbish out on rubbish collection day, they'll fine you $100. The guy came to the farm, and I said, "This is a farm." He says, "I don't care, the regulations apply." He gave me a ticket. I ripped it up in front of him and said, "See you later, pal. I'm not going to put up with that," and I didn't hear from him after that. But that's what we got going on here. So it is literally food for thought, 28 after on Good Day.
So you finally made it in that golden door, and you're hoping to score the job. Here are some questions to ask during the job interview. Questions that show you'll be a productive, engaged employee. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
You might want to ask, how would I exceed your expectations on a short-term basis?
AARP job expert, Carrie Hannon.
It comes off as crane. Hey, this person's a real go-getter. This person wants to know how to hit the ground running and what matters to this organization.
Show you're willing to learn. Are there opportunities for professional training? And double check if the interviewer wants you to explain something further.
Is there anything about that you haven't shared with them or clarified about your skills or your background that they would like you to elaborate on, because you'll be willing to do that?
Carrie Hannon writes the Great Jobs column on AARP.org. Recent columns include Where the Jobs Are and 7 Job Interview Questions You Should Never Ask. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
Dove Men Plus Care surveyed men across the U.S. about their underarms and discovered irritation is top of mind. From uncomfortable bumps to rashes, underarm irritation is a concern for more than 7 out of 10 men who admit considering it while on a date, a job interview, or during an important meeting. Countless others believe underarm irritation would negatively impact their life experiences, and many would make sacrifices to prevent it. From changing their clothes to going without deodorant, new Dove Men Plus Care Cool Silver Deodorant and Antiperspirant provides long-lasting protection in a non-irritating formula that is tough on sweat, not on skin. That's something that U.S. men are looking for. In fact, 95% believe comfort is an important consideration in choosing their antiperspirant or deodorant. And we agree. Now, 100% of men can seek superior care and comfort from irritation thanks to Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirants and deodorants. Visit DoveMenCare.com. That's DoveMenCare.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of MyPatriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. to our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years, plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Certainly a lot of people today are talking about and thinking about the events in this country 50 years ago. Somebody sent me an email. Email address, Doug@DougStephan.com, Jennifer@DougStephan.com, Ken and Roberta also at DougStephan.com, 888-302-3684. Comment also on our social media, Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show. From this listener, about the 50th anniversary of the death of Kennedy, to me, there's a link between the Kennedy assassination and the new FDA farm bill and Monsanto and the dysfunction in Washington. This guy really is drinking the Kool-Aid of the Good Day program, isn't he? It was a coup d'etat, plain and simple, and with it, the U.S. Constitution shredded. Kennedy and Dulles, John Foster Dulles was the Secretary of State, hated each other. Kennedy vowed to blow up the CIA. Well, that was before he was the head of the CIA, not the Secretary of State, excuse me. John Foster Dulles was his name. He's the head of the CIA. He headed up the Warren Commission. It was a complete farce. This is why people, even young people, ought to care. We ceased being a democracy 50 years ago today. The story about the Coke machine this morning and the person hit with the stray bullet are fairly well known in the research community. These are the ideas. The story earlier on, we presented a story from a man who was a Secret Service agent, I think, wasn't he? Was he FBI or Secret Service, Kenny? Do you remember?
FBI
guy. Who went up into the cafeteria at the book depository and looked around, and there were a couple of women, as he described it, at the dispensaries, Coca-Cola machine, whatever. They were there, and Oswald was there. So this FBI guy goes over and talks to him, and he's not winded. He's showing no sign of really interest in even what's going on. And so he was sort of vetted as not being somebody they wanted to bother to talk to. If I'm remembering the story, I don't know whether we should just play that cut, Kenny, or not, that has that, or am I all right? Do I remember pretty much the gist of what
he said?
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Oswald wasn't even on the floor minutes after the event took place. He wasn't even up on the floor where the gun or shots supposedly were fired. So there's that. Plus, the information about the bullet that came from the Secret Service rifle. And then there were stray bullets. Another story about a guy that got hit by another bullet. It was never reported by anybody in the national media. It was reported locally, I guess. So there are at least three other stories that have come to light with regard to what is real here, or what people perceive to be real. And as we all know, perception is reality. At any rate, it just seems to me there are a lot of things that were said in that note that are applicable. And I guess, you know, in tying it back to the Farm Bill, Monsanto, big corporations, and the lies that were being told day in and day out, and how people are just being put to sleep by all of this, the conversation about the FDA proposed regulations that would basically put small farmers out of business. I keep underscoring this because it is so important. The number of stories, the inadequate research, the things that are being told to us that are not true. There are lots of things the FDA says that are just not true. And so these protections, supposedly, for the food supply are nothing more than exclusionary and kicking small farmers basically out of the business. And what really offends me is that they keep saying it will protect small farmers. It's like those when you go to the polls to sort of try to understand what the referendums say, and if you vote for this, this is what's going to happen, and in fact, just exactly the opposite happens. Mm-hmm. And it happens time and time and time and time and time again. And that's the same thing here. The bill and the rules say the small farmer is going to be protected, when in fact the action that they are explaining in the fine print does just exactly the opposite. And the FDA says it needs more power to enforce food safety. They have the power already to effectively recall foods by announcing a product has been found to be contaminated. What more power do they need? They have the power to confiscate products, and they could use it, but they don't. They don't do any of this stuff. They refuse to enforce the laws already on the books, and instead they seek to expand their power, add more bureaucrats, because they scare the hell out of everybody. Every time there's an announcement of an E. coli problem or salmonella problem or something else, it becomes front page news, when in fact it's normally nonsense. But the news media, willing and complicit in all of this stuff, they keep on and on and on. Fresh produce is contaminated because of a lack of paperwork. Really? That's why fresh product.
That must be it.
Yeah.
Because of a lack of paperwork.
Let's do more.
Right. The American people, this is what the FDA says, are dying in droves from unsafe fresh food. The truth is that Americans are dying from processed food laced with toxic chemicals.
Unsafe fresh food?
Yeah. That's what they say in the rulemaking. When you read through this, Americans need to be protected because they're dying from unsafe fresh food.
What?
That is the biggest God D lie. And what we've established on this program is the clear thread of all of these people in these big... I mean, when you think about who owns, whether it's Monsanto or Pfizer... They're the ones behind all of this. They want you to eat foods that are laced with things that will kill you so they can sell you more pharmaceuticals. So they control the means of production, what you eat. That's what makes you sick. And then they control the means of supposedly making you well. That's what's going on here. And don't think I'm an alarmist or just crazy, because I am not. You know what happened with Obamacare. That's exactly what this is. It's Obamacare for food. They want to make the food safer. Really? That's what they want to do. This is a huge problem for America. A huge problem. The FDA says they will make America's food supply the safest in the world. They've been at the helm for now 34 years. I think it's either 34 or 43 years the FDA has been in existence. Do you think we have the safest food supply in the world now?
No.
We have the most polluted processed food in the world. And this is what's going to happen if you don't comment.
And chemically laced, too.
Yeah. So if you want to do something about it, you want to be heard, you go to DougStephan.com and you'll find the information there on how to comment. Today's the last day, and you can do it also at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. location is another way for you to check it all out. 19 before the hour on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Hey, fans. How would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you can stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite Brewing System, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
So, on the Doug Good Day program, the major message of the day seems to me to be the remembrance of what happened 50 years ago, as we recall watching CBS television. The soap opera As the World Turns was on the air when the program was interrupted by a news flash bulletin from Dallas. Nobody was available in the CBS News studio in New York at that moment, but a voice of a newsman informed the nation on a blank screen that President Kennedy had been gravely wounded in the motorcade.
Well, the thing is, they couldn't get the camera to warm up in time. It took like 20 minutes for the cameras to warm up and to get one into the room.
Incredible. Right.
So, yes, so they went on just with a blank screen.
Yeah. And then minutes later, after the teletype machines with alarm bells banging and clanging away spread the word to newsrooms all around the country, there was an interruption again. This time it was Walter Cronkite, after they had warmed up the television camera, sitting in his white shirt sleeves with his tie loose. He didn't have any makeup on. He had his black glasses that he never wore when he was doing the nightly news, reading wire copy as it's handed him page after page. And then he hears a story about Dan Rather. He's got a report. All of them, he says, are unconfirmed, and he goes on doing that for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, he wouldn't confirm it. He wouldn't say it specifically until he had a White House confirmation.
Right. That's the way the old news guys did.
He was the quintessential news guy.
Can you imagine these quintessential jerks today? Whatever, if somebody's got a Twitter of something, there it is, it's the flash, it's the news, we got it first.
I had the honor when I was a journalism student at Hunter College, I was one of 16 students who were selected to work with Howard K. Smith and Walter Cronkite. We went to CBS once a week, and after the newscasts were over, they would come and they would talk to us about news and news writing. It was truly an amazing experience, amazing. These men were just... like you said, newsmen like they don't have nowadays.
All right, so here's the big news from England today. A craftswoman heard a crash as she was vacuuming her home, shocked to see two cows had come through the roof of her home, crashing into her kitchen furniture. Sue Marshall is her name. She'd been cleaning her home, which was a converted barn. Ms. Marshall, a weaver, thought a tree had fallen under her home until she looked around and saw the two cows.
Move.
One in her kitchen, one in her living room.
I told her to move.
They messed up the furniture pretty well.
I bet. Yeah. Do they have steaks for dinner, I hope?
No, Roberta.
This cow goes through your ceiling. It's dead by that time, so, why waste it?
Oh, no. They were live cows, weren't they?
Yeah. No, they were alive.
The live cows went through the
Yeah, right. They just fell. They were pasturing in a neighboring field. They climbed onto this roof. A lot of homes are built into the side of hills in England, and they just walked onto the roof and kaboom, went right through.
Kaboom.
There's a visualization. Check out the story at DougStephan.com. 11 minutes before the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
If your family's at the corner of hustle and bustle, you don't have time for a cold to slow you down. So swing by Walgreens for trusted relief of your family's cold and flu symptoms with Tylenol Cold and Children's Tylenol. Sick days are adding up fast, and luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Tylenol Cold Multi-Symptom Tablets, 24-count, just 2 for $12 with your balance rewards card. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Use as directed.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And you are members of the Doug Stephan Fan Club, hopefully. You can join by going to DougStephan.com and someplace there, send me an email and say, I want to be a member of the Fan Club, and we'll respond appropriately.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You have a friend in me, Lyle Lovett, and Randy Newman from Toy Story, which was the number one movie during this week in 1995. Time for us to concentrate on movies. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We're going to go through the movies. The highly anticipated second Hunger Games is out today, and Chuck is going to talk about that for sure. Before we get to that, though, let's go to our movie of the day, trying to identify in quiz fashion what it is that through the sounds you remember about a particular movie, and if you can figure it out. The actress who was the lead in this movie is 55 today, and I'll tell you, she has beefy arms. You can go from there.
Uh-oh. Beefy pretty, arms.
Uh-oh.
Well, we know it.
You know the movie already? Well,
no, I know the actress. Anybody affiliated with this show knows the actress of that statement.
888-302-3684. No, of course you can't say it, because we want people to get in here and go to the pond and try to figure out what it is. All right, here's the first clue from the movie of the day.
I've known sheep that could outwit you.
888-302-3684. Sounds like some of the people we know in politics. Here's the second clue.
The central message of Buddhism is not every man for himself.
She's the one who's 55 today, by the way, in case you haven't
I know
it
the
out.
Voice.
Everybody got this figured out so far? Chucker, you got it, right?
I got it.
Yeah, I got it. 888-302-3684. You get it? You'll call us. You're identified on the air. Get a swell prize if you haven't won on Movie Moments before. It's first come, first serve at 888-302. Doug, last clue.
To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
All right. It's too bad we didn't have some of the others. Kevin Kline is in this movie, amongst others. That may help you out a little bit. All right, you know what it is, Jennifer?
I think so, Dougie.
Roberta, you know what it is?
Nope.
Of course.
Very, very big hit in its day.
Big movie. Yep,
really?
Yep. A lot of fun, too. And it was, well, that's enough. People will figure it out. 888-302-3684 to figure it out. Call us on that line. Meanwhile, Chucker will give us a preview of the movies coming out this weekend. A lot of anticipation about the Hunger Games movie. That info coming right up here on Good Day.
Betty Crocker Test Kitchen experts have their spoon on the pulse of the most delicious trends this holiday season, making home for the holidays even more memorable. I'm Jennifer Nahn. For 90 years, Betty Crocker has been the expert in baking and holiday entertaining. The Betty Crocker Kitchen experts search coast to coast for the top 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes. Everything from deconstructed desserts to unexpected mashups, copycat candy, to a fresh take on fruitcake. This year's trends offer surprising takes on traditional favorites. Senior food editor for Betty Crocker
Kitchen's Kristen Olson. Whether you're having a party or just enjoying time with loved ones, our red-hot holiday trends and recipes make it easy for you to create memorable holidays at home. You can shake up some cherry jam Hatton cocktails with homemade cherry jam, whip up an elegant appetizer for entertaining, or spend a fun afternoon making cookie trees and holiday memories with your kids.
Get inspired by Betty Crocker's 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes, perfect for any occasion, crowd, or craving. Visit BettyCrocker.com/redhot.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exogen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exogen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExogenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on the movies this weekend before we get the answer to our movie quiz. Chucker, Hunger Games, what did you say, $146 million opening or something?
Actually, it's tracking around $170 million opening. Most of those people will be, well, the majority of the audience, Doug, will be a young female audience. This is what you call an event film. Big winner here would be Jennifer Lawrence, who's became a major property in the business, a major star. Her next film is American Hustle, which is getting serious Oscar buzz. That comes out right around Christmas time. So Hunger Games will rule the roost this weekend. The other new film is this comedy, Delivery Man, with Vince Vaughn. Now, back in the day, a movie like this would do pretty well this time of year. But for whatever reason, people don't seem attracted to comedic stars in standalone vehicles, as it's tracking only at $11 million opening weekend.
He's a waste of time. He's not. There's nothing funny about him.
I like him, but it just seems like, you know, same thing over and over again. Some movie news of interest: Glengarry Glen Ross and House of Cards director James Foley starting on the helm a remake of the really cool 1990 film Jacob's Ladder, which has a strong cult following. It starred actor Tim Robinson. This is a good film and a good director to do a remake. And Mad Max Fury Road, the fourth entry in the Mad Max franchise, in which Tom Hardy replaces Mel Gibson, officially will be released May of 2015. They went back and did a lot of reshoots, but it has the original director, George Miller, who did the original trilogy. Don't know how much interest there'll be in a new Mad Max, but it was an expensive shoot, I know that.
Kim in D.C., what's the name of the movie?
That's A Fish Called Wanda, and that was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, ma'am. A Fish Called Wanda and Jamie Lee Curtis, who's 55 today. You have done it well, madam. Hang on for just a second. We'll send you a swell prize. Thanks for listening to the program. Thanks for being here. Chucker is 59 past.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.